Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast. I'm comedian Ben Rosenfeld. To my right, comedian Bobby Haha, and comedian and guest Michelle Slonim. What's up, Bobby?
She's in the middle.
Michelle Adrian. That's the name that I use when I don't want to be known for doing something.
Well, your name is Michelle Slonim.
We just started the podcast. You said your name is
Michelle Slonim, and that's it.
Slocum. Michelle Adrian Slocum.
Slocum. You're a Slocum?
No.
Is she on his name? Slocum?
She just wants to know. She doesn't want to be part of the podcast, although she's doing it.
Michelle Adrian.
She talked to you for 5 minutes before we started, and she regrets this already. Is that accurate?
No.
Yes. It was my ego that you're talking made me about, say, but my smart brain was like...
No. You was talking about Elaine Stritch, so I just showed you some photos of Elaine Stritch and everything, and was telling you about the one guy who kind of made him look so bad at the tribute.
Her one-woman show was amazing and was very emotional.
I've seen it 18
times. Ladies Who Lunch.
Listen, do you know who Elaine
Stritch
is?
It wasn't called Ladies Who Lunch. It was called Liberty.
No, but that's the song that she sings.
She sings. That's from Stephen.
Cry your eyes
that's
out.
That's from Stephen Sondheim.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like I'm at a gay brunch.
Listen. She is amazing.
Well, she was good. A friend. And
that was funny.
She was a really good friend of my ex's. Before, who was a producer
on
the movie.
Let's not talk about him. We're not allowed to say his name.
We don't have to say his name, but you saw the thing. He is a producer of the movie.
Bobby felt the need to show Michelle 20 photos before we started to prove that he knew Elaine.
No, but I'm going to show you a picture of her while she did her one-woman show, and you can see her while I was sitting next to her with the show.
I'm supposed to go to the gym right now, so let's make
I got to go to the gym, too. I didn't go to the gym because he tells me I can't go to the gym.
I'm wearing my exercise outfit. Who's
so
more serious about
what
it?
What do you think I am? I'm more serious than you. I even
you
got my weightlifting boots.
Are you wearing a sports bra?
I don't have to.
I'm still
Are you
in
sure?
my pajamas.
Oh, she said
you got man tits, Bobby.
I said
you got to fill yours up with a little extra.
Have you seen? I'm pretty confident in my boobs. My teeth and my boobs. The rest, I don't know about.
Listen, you could use a little better of those boobs.
Bobby the boob man, everyone.
No, I go to L.A. a lot. Bobby in L.A., you know. Man.
Are you aware, Bobby, that your cell phone, which you're scrolling through while we're on air, has the flashlight on?
Oh, I didn't know that.
You're killing all your battery, Bobby.
No, it's big deal.
Bobby is still scrolling through his phone.
There's
more photos.
At the same night, we're having dinner with Elaine.
Very nice.
You know that is right. We're not going to mention her name. She's a superstar.
Uh-huh. I don't know opera.
She's the biggest in the world.
Right.
Literally, like size-wise, or
no,
fame. Oh, okay.
She's got one of the greatest voices in the world. I can tell you who it is. Renee Fleming.
Well, you couldn't say it.
Well, I'm going to say it because she deserves a shout-out. She's one of the greatest opera singers of all time.
For those listeners at home, we're less than 3 minutes in. Bobby already has two big name plugs today.
And I could plug a lot more before
name
today,
drops, though. Not plugs.
I drop a lot
They're
of
not
names.
Not going in a socket.
That's right.
Bobby is name dropper galore.
And when I got here, they were in the middle of having some kind of sexual...
So can you name drop that Michelle Adrian is here? Can you name drop that?
Who?
Me.
He just said your name was Slocum. Shh. Now you're Michelle Adrian. Before your name was Miss Slocum from down south somewhere who needs some bigger titties.
I could be Michelle Slocum. That's fine, too.
Yeah, Michelle Slocum who needs some bigger breasts.
She's saying as soon as we hit record, she decided she's embarrassed and doesn't want to be on this anymore, so she's changing her name.
I was announced yesterday to Mike as Michael. Like, how could you make that mistake? You can butcher a last name, but how could you call me Michael?
McKelly, maybe.
No, you could,
I was like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
The flat chest.
I mean, the flat chest, but come on.
Yeah.
Still, you know, have the other part.
But you got good teeth, though.
The lady part.
She ain't bullshit, and she's got some good teeth.
So does Ben.
Does he?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got good teeth, too.
It's all Russian sadness.
Yeah?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
My teeth are good, too. They're other people's, though.
All right, let's get to the topics. Why not?
Well, first, how was your weekend, Ben?
I thought we were going to skip it.
No. Your girlfriend's here. I want to make sure we find out what the hell's going on here. Your house is nice and clean and everything else, boy. He knew you were coming over last night. He cleaned up and everything. Usually it's
sure?
so filthy
There's
around
There's a
here.
Lot of schmutz on the carpet.
Oh, yeah.
There's a cleaning lady coming tomorrow, Bobby.
All right.
$10 an hour.
You can actually pay somebody?
Yeah, it's
$10
an hour.
This little bitty apartment, you don't just clean the place yourself.
Well, I clean it once every 3 or 4 months, which not everyone feels as
I clean my house every day, something.
Well, you're gay, right?
It's the gayest thing you do is clean daily.
No, it's just a thing I've always done. I was a Marine, too.
You've got great eyes, and the sweater really brings them out.
Oh, thank you. Oh, she's trying to get on my good side now, so I don't know.
Now, what size do my boobs look like? Do they go from
they're getting bigger. They just got the B. A few more compliments like that, they go to B. Yeah.
Hey. No more than that. I don't want to be, you know, droopy D's.
Yeah.
My weekend was fun. I did shows, then watched the football games Sunday.
What did you think about the football games?
The Seattle Packers one was exciting. I caught the fourth quarter. It was ridiculous.
Now, what do you think about the controversy in the New England game?
Oh, the deflated balls?
Yeah.
Well, I know you've never dealt with deflated balls.
No, hey! My balls have been deflated for a while now.
I think it was such a blowout that it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it was.
I wouldn't be surprised because they
45-7, and they try every trick in the book.
They always do shady shit, the Patriots. Right.
They try every shit trick
but
in the book.
It was such a blowout. Right. Although, you know, it would make sense while it was close, Luck was overthrowing a bunch of passes.
No,
10 feet above the
usually,
receiver.
When you're on offense, you use the ball that you use your team brings. They have 12 balls each, and then the home team has 12 extra balls that they keep.
Oh, so they didn't deflate the Colts ones?
No, they deflated their balls because it's easier to catch. With the ball is a little bit softer.
It's easier
to grab onto, especially the wet weather.
Right.
Do you want to hear my opinion on it?
Yes.
Yawn.
We're talking sports here. This is sports people. We have good fans. We have our friends out here. They're sports people. They want to hear our
opinions. I'm representing the small minority who could give two shits. There, I cursed.
You didn't curse, but you did. She took two shits in the pants because she's wearing a diaper. But that's beside the point. Okay, that's the end of that thing with the sports. And also the Knicks won last night for the first time since December 12th.
Are the Knicks still playing basketball?
I don't know what they were playing, but they won.
All right, that's good.
It might have been badminton.
That was delayed, but I got it.
And the Islanders are going into the All-Star break with the lead in the Eastern Conference.
I don't know what's more surprising, that the Knicks are playing basketball or that hockey is still a sport.
Hockey is a very good sport.
It's a good sport, but no one watches. I'm surprised it's in business.
Well, I watch it, and I just happen to know what's going on.
The Blue Jays.
It's a baseball team.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Red Wings?
No. Islanders?
That's the Islanders.
Islanders is a hockey team.
Yeah.
The Devils?
I don't remember.
The Detroit Red Wings.
Blue Jays.
There are no Blue Jays in hockey. Hey, it's Toronto Blue Jays in baseball.
This is Michelle's audition for SportsCenter.
Right.
Aw.
You're going to be no Aaron Andrews.
Aaron.
Well, whatever her name is. Aaron Andrews.
She's
Aaron
got
Andrews.
Nice boobs. I think it's a boob job, though.
I don't think you should be talking about that when you sit next to your girlfriend. Whose boobs are better, because that's one. You lost one girlfriend like that saying something about her boobs.
No, I don't think that's how that goes.
Right?
I don't.
You didn't look too happy when he made that remark.
It's okay.
No, it's not.
I like to talk about women's boobs.
No, you didn't want to hear about her boobs being better than
yours. Did I say anything?
But I didn't have to see that. I saw your face. And Ben, you're going to get yourself in trouble here. You're turning all red and green now. And don't. Okay, what else, Ben?
Who do you have in the Super Bowl?
Michelle Bobby? Adrian, just so everyone knows.
I think Brett Favre.
Brett Favre, he's coming out of retirement.
Again, they hired him again, and they said he could play in the championship.
Did Brett Favre send you his dick pics?
No, but Anthony Weiner did.
Ooh.
Not surprised.
Not timely, but good. That was good.
No, he lives down the street from me. He used
all to. All right. That's the third name plug. See, I changed it from drop
no, he
to
did
plug.
Live down the street from me. And you're the one that mentioned the name first.
State of the Union, tonight, Barack.
Well, the
Hussein
State of the Union is pretty
Obama.
Good, actually.
I think it's bullshit. Who cares?
Well, first of all, they're all bullshit.
They're
people.
All bullshit.
Right, but the State of the Union is a lot better off than when Bush was in office.
Well, Barack speaks in complete sentences, yes. That's an improvement.
No, but I'm talking about the unemployment. The unemployment's a tricky thing because some people just aren't in the job market
There's
anymore.
Ways to manipulate
okay, but
the data.
The growth, the GPD and all that other stuff, the gross domestic product, GDP. You got the gross domestic product is way up. You have the economy, stock market still way up, even though they had a few of the bad days there. It tripled in the time he was president. And the middle class is starting to catch up a little bit. And now he wants to make executive decisions, which I don't think the Republicans are going to let stand, to where they tax the higher, the 1%, a lot more. He's going to do that tonight. He's going to talk about that tonight. And a few other things, because he's going to get the next president elected. You know who she is, right?
Ooh, she.
Right. And it ain't Michelle Bachmann.
Who, Hillary?
Massachusetts?
Why, who do you think they're going to let another Bush in office?
Both of those are terrible options.
Or
anyone but Clinton or Bush.
What do you think about the fact that it's a wife versus a brother in terms of Bush and Clinton?
Well, at least when the husband...
Do you know what I mean by that?
When the husband was in the White House?
Yes. Let's not name names. The husband.
The husband.
Yes.
He was doing very well, wasn't he?
Uh-huh.
When he left the White House, the country was doing pretty well. Until a Bush came in again. When he went in, there was a Bush. He replaced that Bush, and he did very well for 8 years.
But if it's Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton, it's going to be Bush versus Bush.
Ooh.
I mean, I assume she
might have a dick. Hillary Clinton might have a big bone.
There's no might. She definitely has a dick, and she definitely doesn't shave it. So she's got
a pair of balls, too.
Yikes.
So I think it'll be a good State of Union because he's done pretty well.
I think the president, instead of like giving the speech for all the members of Congress, instead of giving a speech where all the members of Congress come in, they interrupt all the TV shows, all of that. I think he should just tweet the State of the Union.
I think there should be a halftime.
Well, you can only do 140 characters, right?
At a time. You can just keep.
No, well, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. There's too many hashtags involved. Okay, here's the deal.
I think if it gets boring, there should be a halftime.
It's never boring because if you look in the back, you see the vice president sitting on one side. Then you see the John Boehner sitting on the other side, giving dirty looks to whatever Obama says. And then the vice president standing there smiling whenever Obama says something.
There's too many applause breaks.
The best is the dirty looks that you see Boehner. John Boehner? The speaker there? Watch the dirty looks this guy gives.
Okay. I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to be doing comedy.
It could be a drinking game. Every applause break, someone takes a
shot. No, but it's good because you got the vice president over here, and then you got this guy over here. One's smiling and one's giving filthy, dirty looks. It happens every single time. But I think this just shows people that this guy, even with the Republicans and the Tea Party trying to block him and everything else, this country is so much better off with him than it was with Bush in the White House. Let's get real.
Sure.
Like, the Obamacare is working very well. It may need a few, the health plan. It may need a few tweaks here and there. But it's actually doing pretty well and helping short a lot of people in this country.
Yeah, it got me insurance.
It did. So it helps a lot of people in this country.
Do you use it?
I used it once. I got a checkup. Mm-hmm. And then having it, I was able to go snowboarding because I wouldn't snowboard without insurance.
Hmm. That's right, because it's a pretty dangerous game. So,
I mean, it's no Bobby's bathhouse, but, you know.
Well, what do you think about Justin Bieber at the...
He's getting his own Comedy Central roast.
And did you also notice where he was the other day?
Where was he the other day, Bobby?
With the young gay Republicans in L.A.
Doing?
They were having a meeting. So, I think they called the Woodchucks or Chuckers or something like that. The young gay Republicans, they have a name to them. And he went to the restaurant that he usually goes to with his friends. And they said, well, these people are up there having a meeting. He says, no, I don't care. He didn't know who they were. They said that, the name of the meeting, the group. So he didn't understand what it was. So he went up there. And one of the gay guys was tweeting about it. And he talked about it on TMZ. And he goes, he thought it was a lesbian. They never even knew it was Justin Bieber. They thought it was a little blonde-headed lesbian. So he even got dissed by the gay Republicans.
Who are the people that are roasting him at Comedy Central?
I don't think it's been announced yet, right?
No.
Jeffrey Ross, and I don't know who else.
Yeah, the usuals.
The usuals.
And I watched the Larry Wolf show last night.
I think it's on DVR. I want to watch
Wilmore.
It.
It's Wilmore.
Larry Wilmore. I don't care about that. Ricky Velez is the star.
Was he on it?
I didn't see him in the first episode, no.
Okay.
But he's definitely one of the correspondents. They had the Indian girl on this night, and most of it was about Larry Wilmore talking about different, black issues going on and stuff.
Why do you have to wave your hand dismissively on black issues, Bobby?
No, I'm dismissing my... I'm trying to think who's on. Bill Burr was on.
Oh, okay.
Some other comedian. And the Indian girl, she's going to be the Indian correspondent.
Who's that?
She's representing women and Indians. And she seems pretty intelligent.
I mean, Indians are pretty smart.
Well, not all of them.
On average.
Not really.
Not the Indians.
Not average. Because if you go to India First of all, Indians also include Pakistanis, or actually Indians.
Well, Pakistan
and Bangladesh is also Indians.
Neither one of those want to be considered Indians, by the way.
Well, they all came from the same place until the war started and everything else. Okay? A couple hundred years ago, they were all Indians.
I would agree with you about not all of them, because I have like a database research project that I've outsourced to India for $20.
I know some very intelligent Indians, and I know some very dumb Indians.
And they're screwing up.
Right.
So I am mad at the country India because of high-tech solutions.
The last election, they had over, I think it was 670 million people vote. Well, not 800 million people
That's
vote.
More than our last 12 elections combined.
Combined. They had vote that last elections where they took the Gandhis out of office and a new guy came into office who's doing a pretty good job. He's got a lot to do, but he could probably help out that country. So what do you think about that, Ben? The restructuring of India? Well, do you know anything about that, Mr. Intelligence?
Nothing about the restructuring of India, but I look forward to watching the Larry Wilmore show.
Well, what he is, he's telling the people is, you're going to be taxed more, and we're going to work more on the infrastructure, so in the long run, you may suffer now, but in the long run, you're going to be able to make more money instead of just taking handouts like the Gandhis were giving them.
Right.
Handouts after handout after handout. And they weren't being able to do anything on their own.
I will say this, Bobby. Politicians in America don't have the balls to do something for the long run that hurts the short term. Because they're too afraid of losing power in elections.
Well, first of all,
what about the second year of presidency, assuming you're talking about the president?
The lame duck? No, Congress too, all of them. You don't think what?
Well, the president, I don't think he's taking a few chances. But you got to remember, these guys are still owned by corporations. We can vote all we want. It's these corporations who put these people in. And the people higher than the corporations, these bankers and stuff, they're the ones that put all these people in the power. I forget one of the Rothschilds made the statement. He said they can put in whoever they want on the throne of England.
Well, until
he
says
it's whoever controls the money controls the government.
Right, until they
change. And he goes, and I control the money.
Until they change campaign financing, it's all the incentives.
What about the Federal Reserve? How about let's get rid of that? How about that cost? If we did not use the Federal Reserve and we had our own private bank, we would not be in debt right now. Canada, up until the 70s, had their own bank.
This is like NPR.
No, this is Bobby conspiracy theory. It just sounds
this ain't a conspiracy. This is factual. This is everything I'm saying is a fact. Until 1913, we were doing pretty well. Once the Federal Reserve came in, we're paying them off. Also, the IRS came in the same year. So now, we had to use the IRS to take money from the regular people to pay off these bankers.
Are your listeners the people that go to Bobby Haha shows? Is it just like a bunch of your gay followers?
I don't have gay five, mostly straight followers.
It's true, most of his followers. He has two fan bases, actually. I've been to his shows, he's been nice enough to put me on them. He has two fan bases.
Ooh, slight ass kiss.
Oh, yeah, he's a big ass kiss.
Two fan bases. One is little twinkie Asian men who are his gay fan base, who don't laugh but they enjoy the show. And two are these tough older mafiosos in sweatsuits who just sit there and look menacing at you.
Are they a percentage of your listeners or you don't know?
I guess they were, yeah.
Well, do they tell you?
I don't ask.
Do you do the portion where you like the tweets or something?
The user tweets?
My guys don't tweet. They don't tweet. We only got a few tweeters. We only got a few tweeters. Nobody knows how to tweet. The guys don't. They don't tweet. Okay. But the point I'm making is, so Canada in 1973, when they changed over to using these private banks, now Canada is almost $1 trillion in debt.
Are you sure it wasn't 1972?
It was 1973.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Oh, I can tell you about all these different countries. What about Taiwan? When did they become a democracy?
What about Taiwan, Bobby?
1985. You want to make a little bet on that, too?
No, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
I was thinking about it.
Yeah. Okay, now, what's the next topic? I would just say, what does it say? Something about some chips or something, man?
I'm leaving at 2 chips. To go to the gym. It's not personal.
You can't leave before the show's over.
Bobby will hold you down, and it will not end nicely.
It's okay. People have threatened to leave. I'd like to have the balls to actually
I will just hit you in the throat.
He will hit you in the throat. That's very specific.
Listen, I have a because I don't date women.
I don't really care. I'm known to what?
Bobby, I have a. You were commenting on my breasts. I have a bigger stomach.
I got to go to gym too. But I came to I came to the show first before I go to the gym. I'm on my way to the gym. You see, I got all my gym equipment on.
It's true. Bobby's not allowed to go to the gym.
Those are not exercise shoes.
It's the office for using weights.
Oh.
Bobby's
see how flat they are on the bottom?
I got you.
I don't see just for lifting weights, but okay. I do squats and stuff. So you have to have
okay.
You have to have a solid gown there.
Bobby's not allowed in the gym before the show, or he's too amped up, and then I can't get a
crazy.
Single word in.
Right. Okay.
Next topic. West Palm Beach had a high school teenager posing as a fake obgyn. How do you say that word? The opposite. The
obstetrician.
Doctor, yeah.
No, a gynecologist.
OBGYN, that's how
a gynecologist.
Say it. She was a fake OBGYN for a month before anyone figured it out. She was just clocking in at some doctor's office.
Were you talking, there's also a 17-year-old boy that was doing the same thing in Florida.
Maybe it was the same one.
No, it was a boy.
It was a boy.
It was not a girl.
I only checked
it was
the
not
headlines.
A girl, but he never once treated a patient.
What did he do?
He just walked around the hospital with a white coat on. Then one day, one of the OBGYNs there, he didn't say he was OBGYN.
Okay.
He never made that statement. He asked the OBGYN if he could follow him around.
What's wrong with that?
Well, first of all, if you're already a physician, all right, and you went through your residency already, why would you need to, you went through a 5-year residency, you went through medical school, you went through all this. You're not going to just follow around.
Yeah, that's how it works.
No.
Yeah, when you're
that's
in
your
school.
That's your residency.
Yeah, when you're in residency, you follow a regular doctor.
He's not supposed to be in residency. He's supposed to be a doctor who just transferred there, who's finished his residency.
Who's he?
The kid who was faking this whole thing.
I thought he was pretending to be a resident.
No.
Don't you have to face
you can fake all you want. He was a 17-year-old. Check it on the computer.
17-year-old is accurate. I didn't
right,
know
it
was
a male.
Was a boy or a girl.
It was, and I knew it. He was a male, and he followed. He asked. That's the day
he
arrested
pretended
him.
To be a resident and followed the
no,
doctor.
No, not a resident.
He just didn't say anything.
He had
he
to be past
around.
A resident. No, he said he was already a medical doctor. He was not a resident. So only a resident would follow
so
a doctor.
So he should
around.
Have pretended that he was a resident. Is the moral of the story?
No, because they know who their residents are.
Well, they should know who their doctors are, too, if he was pretending to be a doctor.
Well, he was walking around. Someone introduced him.
I think the moral
no,
of
no,
the...
No, no, somebody introduced him.
What's the moral of the story,
no, it's not
Ben.
The moral, Ben.
I'm
here, let me give you the facts, Ben, before you start spewing your bullshit. And you said it was a girl. It was a guy. It wasn't for months. It was for 2 weeks. He was walking around the hospital with a white coat on. Someone introduced him to that doctor as another
weeks?
Doctor.
What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the
story. Check the guy's ID first if it's a kid. But what happened was he asked the gynecologist...
We have the premise. Let's hear the punch.
Can I follow you around? He said, what? He said, can I follow you around? He said, okay, you can follow me around. But he never once touched a patient, so he's not going to get charged with anything except for, like, imitating a doctor.
Being a stalker.
He never once touched or treated any patient.
What is the moral
of
the
story?
Story
is the gynecologist is smart. He called the police and had him arrested.
What is the moral?
The moral of the story
go
is...
Go to medical school. You want to be a doctor.
That was good.
Moral of the story is don't get your pussy examined in West Palm Beach.
I liked your punchline better.
Better, right.
That was good.
Because first of all, he never touched the girl.
It was classy.
Two more right. topics. Let's
I don't
get
go
this.
For that cheap chat like 2 you.
2 p.m.
Let's get this done. We're
yeah.
under the gun. Fox News, the bastion of truth and reporting, declared a bunch of areas of Paris no-go zones, meaning... Police were afraid to go because it was only Muslims living there under Sharia law, and Paris says they're going to sue Fox News because they're wrong.
There is no area that's completely Muslim. There's an area that has 25%. There's 25% Muslim in the one town they're talking about. Not the whole area. Paris only has 20... It has it was a large Muslim population of 20%.
Sure.
20-25%. England has 10%.
What
okay.
was the topic?
But Fox News, of course, was wrong.
Of course.
There isn't one area that's completely Muslim and the police will not go into. There is a Muslim, that there's an area, though, of Paris that does have Sharia law. And I've seen this a while ago. This I didn't
Do
see.
The cops not go in there?
They kind of let them, they kind of run what's going on in there.
So Fox,
the Muslims.
Fox sort of lied,
they
but
sort
it's
of,
sort
they
of.
They sort of lied, but.
Sort of correct.
They sort of correct.
Now, if you're a cop going into a Muslim neighborhood, would you coat your police baton in bacon? Would that make them respect the law more?
No, but a general actually did do that in World War One. A general, don't know what he did. This just stopped all Muslim problems years ago. A general in World War One, I forget his name, took a 50 guys. They captured. They had their men take all the bullets and soak them in pig fat. They shot 49 of the men. They told the other one, now go tell this to your friends. This is going to happen to all of you. You're all going to go to hell.
I like when you take pauses when you speak. It's much easier to digest what you're saying.
But what I'm saying is, go check it again, Ben. I'm giving you a fact. In World War One, this happened. And until, like, 80 years since then, there's never been a problem until this recent stuff started in the Middle East.
I think there's been constant problems in the Middle East.
Go check. I mean, except for, like, Israel thing. But here.
Yeah, minor detail.
No. But cheers. Check this about no terrorism.
Speaking of Jews, the Oscars... The Oscar nominations came out. No blacks nominated. Or African Americans, whatever.
Well, I'll tell you. I don't think the movie Selma is a great movie.
Which one?
Selma. Which they said they should have. Which they said the director should have got nominated.
Is that the Tyler Perry one?
Not even nominated.
Right. No one's even going to see it. There's not even black people going to see it.
From Forbidden Broadway?
I only know Tyler Perry and Denzel Washington. Are they in it?
No. That's why the movie's not good. They got Oprah in it. She's done.
Oh, but what was you were saying it, Bobby? What's his face was protesting, trying to make a whole thing about it?
Oh, Al Sharpton is going to go out there and thinking about starting a protest outside the Oscars because no blacks were nominated. Awesome. Listen, there wasn't that many. I think it should be a little fairer, but I don't think these three.
That's like affirmative action for the Oscars.
Should there be an award? It's wrong. It's wrong.
Weird. Should there be a best black award in the Oscars?
No. That's what I'm just saying. I think this is wrong. This is getting a little too far with the bullshit because I don't think there was any actors, black actors this year, that should have gotten best. They try to say that this guy, Kalago, was
an
English
Asians?
Guy.
What about Asians? Were any Asians nominated?
No.
Did they make any new Hangovers?
Well, he was great. He's a great guy. Man.
But I'm saying that's the only Asian in a movie I can think of.
Oh, no, there's plenty. Jackie Chan, my friend.
I mean, not your movies, Bobby. Pornographic.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a slime. All right, user tweets. Let's finish this off.
157.
So everyone can make their gym time. Except for me, because I'm a fat fuck.
No.
From Ted Teddy Man, we only have two tweets this week, Bobby. If you want to tweet us at the PA Pod,
Oh, okay, here it is.
POD. You want to read it?
No. 1 second. Let me get back to you. Did pork snopes.com, Pershing and pigs. General rumor: U.S. General John J. Pershing effectively discouraged Muslim terrorists and brought pigs and slaughtered them, rubbing their bullets in blood and fat. And we put a baby pig on every airline flight.
You read like a first.
And all of a sudden, terrorists would. Well, this is what General John Pershing did. General Pershing was the general that actually did that.
Ted the Teddy Man.
Ted Teddy Man. At Ted Teddy Man says...
Jack Pershing, the general.
Oh, okay.
Focus, Bobby. These are about you.
He did it against Jewish people.
Focus. This is about you, Bobby.
Yeah.
Teddy says, mosquitoes can mate in about 15 seconds. Takes Bobby a little longer using Adam for Adam, but both have issues of dealing with inevitable poop.
What?
Well, I think it's pretty educated, I guess. I've dealt with a few of those things in my time. That's why I use mattress covers to cover everything. And
I set the standards, you eat cheese. That's Ted the Teddy Man's motto.
He's a savant.
He's a retard. That's a better way to do it, you know what I mean?
Other one from Teddy.
I wouldn't say he's autistic because that would be giving the autistic people a bad name.
All right, are you auditioning for Justin Bieber's roast?
No, but...
What I did there, Bobby? I tied it together.
Right. But here's the deal. I am not against Muslim people. Most Muslim people are good, decent people. I know some friends of mine that are doctors and everything, and artists and things. They're very good people. But these slime bag terrorists, that even the Pope, I lost all respect for the Pope this week. He is a piece of shit in my book.
Why is that, Bob?
He said that people shouldn't knock other religions and things like that. And if someone knocked his, said something about his mother, he would punch them in the face. Now, you're supposed to represent Jesus Christ on earth, right? You're the Papa, the Pope. You're supposed to turn the other cheek.
Well,
Well, wait a second. And he also said gay marriage shouldn't be allowed, and it was ruining the thing. How about the Catholic Church? How about Mr. Catholic Church? Can you answer me this question? Why do you celebrate the Sabbath on the first day of the week? Why? That's what I want to know. Why the Catholic Church celebrates the Sabbath on the first day instead of the seventh day?
So they don't get confused with Jews.
No, here's the deal.
Is this a conspiracy?
That's the mark of the devil, the 3 sixes. The Catholic Church, they celebrate the Sabbath, which is supposed to be the last day. He's supposed to make the world in 6 days. On the seventh day, he rested. Well, on the seventh day is between Friday and Saturday, not Sunday. So, right there, tell me that, Pope. I don't like this Pope for what he said. He also said, because he was like saying those guys were right in attacking the Hebdo people, that people shouldn't say things against religion. He made some really bad comments. I used to like this Pope.
Yeah, I remember. We both used to like him. I haven't heard these latest comments.
Oh, this just happened this weekend. See, I'm up to date on what's going on, Ben.
I only check the news 20 minutes before we go to air.
Bobby, how knows what's going on?
But here's the thing with him saying he'd punch, if someone said something about his mama, he'd punch him in the face.
But he's talking about his religion
and
also.
And turning the other cheek. Here's what happens, Bobby. You, above everyone else, would know. When you punch someone in the face, their other cheek turns. No. So perhaps it's...
No. You're supposed to turn the other cheek.
Ben. Well, because you're falling through, so your cheek...
He's talking about, it's you shouldn't do this to provoke people. Who is he to say not to provoke when he was, when Jesus was a guy who said, do what you got to do. He provoked them in the, can you sit down? We're done in a minute here. You ain't going nowhere. She's getting ready to try to leave.
I was physically moved.
Exactly. Okay?
Call the police.
Exactly. Call the police and say the Pope did it to you.
Okay. Last tweet.
The Pope of Greenwich Village. Okay.
The poop of Greenwich Village.
That too.
More than 3/4 of flu vaccines this year have been ineffective.
I heard that.
Like Bobby. Lick the dirtiest germs from the dirtiest place and you be fine.
Exactly.
That's the Passive Aggressive Podcast for Bobby Haha and Michelle Adrian. I'm Ben Rosenfeld. We'll see you next week.